Are you someone who loves Christmas? To the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it is January 15th? If you answer yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon, also known as Noella Noelophile. And welcome to my Noelophile podcast. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular.
We put up over 2 million lights every year. And our designer, her name's Shannon McCormick. We always say that she paints with lights. We definitely love Krampus, and he's definitely become a crowd favorite here. They carve a whole wooden wheel of one animal, so they carve it all at once. And then they take, you know, a hammer and a little chisel, and they just cut them off one by one.
The 12th annual Cambria Christmas Market is counting down to their opening night. And what you've just heard event manager Mike Arnold describe are only three aspects of the festivities. Inspired by the traditional German outdoor festivals, which date back to the 14th century, Cambria Christmas Market features authentic German handcrafts, German culinary specialties, live music, and much more. This year's Cambria Christmas Market runs Friday, November 24th through Sunday, December 23rd. Mike, please tell me the story of the Cambria Christmas Market. How'd that come about?
Yeah, so the Cambria Christmas Market is kind of the brainchild of the owner of our company here. His name is Dirk Winter. He is an avid Christmas collector, and he travels to Germany every year to visit the Christmas markets. He tries to visit 10 new ones every single year when he goes. And that's something he's been doing for many, many years. So I think for a long time, it was kind of his dream to bring a version of the German Christmas market to the Central Coast. And so the small town of Cambria was kind of the perfect fit for it. He's a hotelier first and foremost, so he has a couple hotels in the area. And one of our properties, the Cambria Pines Lodge, sits on 25 acres. And so he kind of thought that'd be the perfect spot for it. And so we started out about 12 years ago, very small. It was just a little path with a couple booths. It was kind of a free event for hotel guests as they came through. And it just grew so quickly that, you know, we kind of have been playing catch up ever since. But so it just got to the point where we kind of had to start selling tickets and had to start offering, you know, offsite parking. It was kind of overwhelming for our little property here. So now we do 26 vendors every single night. We have live music on two stages. We do, you know, a huge selection of just food and beverages, a lot of traditional German foods, but also just some, you know, Christmas and holiday, you know, the regulars, you know, things like that. So yeah, it's just been amazing. I've been with them for about 10 years now. So I've kind of been able to watch the progression. We get a lot of people, you know, locally, just, you know, from San Luis Obispo and Santa Maria, you know, and then all the way out, we get guests who visit from Germany or from, you know, Asia. And so it's pretty awesome that the lengths that people come to visit our events.
Had to have been amazing watching that grow over 10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Looking at everything you're doing and the fact that you're an event coordinator and you have two different nurseries and florists, happy anniversary, by the way, for your second one year. When do you have to start planning all this stuff for the Cambria Christmas Market and what's involved?
Yeah, so we work on planning for the Christmas market year round. We've got a team of about 8 people who do work on it year round. Some of them on the design team working on displays and, you know, improving old displays and coming up with new ones to keep it interesting. We've got people working on retail, you know, who are focused on bringing in traditional German products straight from Germany. So we bring in nutcrackers and Rauschermann and glass ornaments, things like that. So that takes all year with the ordering and importing and everything. And then obviously just things, you know, like the permitting and things like that as well. You know, we start that now. We're already working on next year's permit now. So there's things like that that we're just always planning ahead. So it takes a full team for sure year round to stay ready for it each year.
What's new for this year's Cambria Christmas Market that you're bringing in?
Yeah. So, you know, it's been kind of an interesting few years, obviously, with COVID. We're still kind of ramping back up from that. So I would say, you know, guests who, you know, visited us last in like 2019, that was kind of our last big year. You know, that's kind of where we're trying to get back to. So, you know, if you visited within the last 3 years, I would say, you know, it's going to be a big difference. We've got our Christmas Train is running again, which is very exciting. We've got all kinds of new food options, lots of new displays. You know, we've got this really great team that works on displays, as I mentioned, kind of year round. And so we've added a lot more motion to a lot of our displays this year, which is really cool. We have an engineer who recently graduated from Cal Poly, which is kind of our local college here. And he's just kind of revamped a lot of our displays to add some movement and just really kind of step them up. So I think especially people who have only been visiting us, you know, for the last couple of years are going to continue to see a huge improvement year over year. So it's exciting for sure.
Suppose we fast forward time. It is now November 24th, 5 p.m. What's the first thing we see when we walk into the Cambria Christmas Market?
So we actually start, the entrance is in our what we call our upper market. So that's our main vendor market. So this is really the traditional part of what we do here. We really design it around the German Christmas markets. So when the guests walk in, you know, they'll hear the live music coming from the beer garden. They'll see all the vendors set up in their booths, you know, ready to sell all their handmade goods. They'll probably smell, you know, the food coming out of the food tents. We've got cinnamon rolls and we do kettle corn and, you know, lots of brats and stuff. So there's just all kinds of great food smells. And then, yeah, it's just always such a positive environment. I've been doing this for 10 years. It's a lot of work, but it just never gets old, especially on that, you know, opening night when everyone's getting there and they're excited. They're with their friends or their family. There's just such a positive atmosphere there and a real, like, it just energizes you.
What's one of the most fun things that's happened for you working with this for the past 10 years?
Well, I wasn't really familiar with the German Christmas market. So I feel like I've been really given opportunity to learn about something that is very traditional and has a lot of history. So, you know, kind of learning about that, you know, and being able to incorporate that into our event has been really rewarding for sure. As I mentioned, the German Christmas market is kind of the traditional side. And then something we've just really become known for is the lights. So it's been fun to really try to bridge that gap and merge kind of the German tradition with what we call kind of the American tradition, where everything's, you know, about the Christmas lights. And so we try to keep both of those, you know, really genuine. We try really hard to make sure that the light displays we put on, you know, don't become too commercial. We want it to still feel kind of homemade and, you know, it's all the displays are handmade by our team. And so we want that to kind of come across. You know, we don't want to just order a bunch of, you know, inflatables from China or anything like that. We want to make sure that it's got a homemade feel to it. So kind of working with that and watching it grow just from where it was when I started to where it is now has just been so amazing.
What about the German authentic crafts? I was looking at your website and there are a couple there that talk about German history. Uh-huh. And a couple that are unique and have maybe third or fourth generation. What are two or three of those?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, Dirk is really big on going out to the German Christmas markets. And so, you know, that area, I think with it just being so handcrafted and very traditional, I think they've kind of struggled in recent years to, you know, keep people interested and to keep young artists coming and staying in these small towns, you know, what's called the Erzgebirge region. And so they've, I think, struggled to keep those artists and to keep some of these smaller factories alive. And so Dirk's idea was to find some of the best, you know, nutcracker makers or some of the best glass ornament makers in the world, but ones that maybe haven't been able to commercialize and broaden their scope to reach the United States. So we work with some of these families that have been doing it, you know, for 100 years. And they still do it, you know, out of their little garage where they're hand making everything or they're casting from these molds that have just been passed down generation to generation. But we're also the only ones who are selling them in the United States. We work with a lot of really small companies. There's one called DWU, who is a very traditional German Rauschermann, which I think more locally we call the Smokermen because they're kind of like little incense burners. And so we're currently the only ones who carry them in the United States, and they still use a lot of the very traditional styles of designing and carving and, you know, hand carving, hand painting. And so that's really important to us. You know, we know there's so many, you know, knockoffs now of nutcrackers. You can kind of get them in every style and every fashion. But, you know, when we carry nutcrackers, we want to make sure that we're carrying, you know, Steinbach or we're carrying some of the bigger, you know, names that have been doing it for a long time and that are still doing it the traditional way.
I had never heard of Smokerman before you mentioned it just now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're very cool. It was one of those things that we weren't quite sure if people, you know, in the United States would understand. And it certainly has taken some education. That's a big part for us. You know, we really want to make sure that our staff that are working the booths kind of know the history and know the families and kind of know, you know, how much love and care goes into making every single one of this so that they can help educate our guests as well. And so the response to that has been awesome. We weren't quite sure how people would receive them, but it's become one of our more popular booths. People really love them. And we get all the traditional incense that all still come from Germany as well. And so, you know, we see some families who come back year after year and they're like, oh, we have to get our yearly Rauschermann, our yearly Smokerman, and add to our collection. So it's really cool.
What a cool thing to get to give somebody for a gift. And I think you put your finger on it just now when you said love and care, as opposed to simply get an import and make some money here. This is about so much more.
Yeah. I'm supporting those local artists for sure.
The tire turners intrigued me. I'm not going to even try to say it in German, but those carved wooden animals, I think that'd be the first thing I'd be looking for if I were there.
Yeah. That's something that was new to me as well. It's pretty amazing the way they make them. So they're the little wooden animals, usually kind of traditionally they base them around Noah's Ark, you know, and the animals that would go on there. And so, yeah, they carve a whole wooden wheel of one animal. So they carve it all at once. And then they take, you know, a hammer and a little chisel and they just cut them off one by one. And then they kind of sand them down and add the finishing touches. And then, of course, hand paint them. So that was pretty amazing to see how they, you know, have kind of figured out a way to mass produce them in their own way, which is pretty cool. And so something we offer here for our guests, and, you know, a lot of the younger kids really enjoy it, is, you know, we actually have the wheels, and then anyone's welcome to come up and they will, you know, we'll kind of show them how we hold the knife, and then they get to hit it with the hammer and break off their own little animal to take home. So it's pretty cool. Keeps it interactive.
Cambria Christmas Market also features a couple of nights that are lights only.
So we are closed the first couple Mondays and Tuesdays. And so we say that we're closed because the Christmas market isn't operating. There's no vendors, no Santa, no live music. So it's pretty much lights only. So we do turn on all the lights for the hotel guests. So it's only open for guests staying at the Cambria Pines Lodge or the Sea Otter Inn. But it's also become kind of one of those nights that the people who really want to avoid the crowds and want a more intimate experience, they really look forward to. So if that's something you're interested in and you really just, you know, want to see the lights and have a casual stroll through, it's a great option for people for sure.
And those lights are absolutely breathtaking. I've had the opportunity to look online. I've seen your gallery. I've even seen it in 360 on my headset. And whoa.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Being for a treat.
We put up over 2 million lights every year. And our designer, her name's Shannon McCormick. She just does an amazing job. We always say that she paints with lights, and she does just such an amazing job creating these little vignettes that you just stroll through, and they're so immersive. It's pretty amazing when you walk through it.
Can we share something new she's created with lights this year without ruining the surprise?
Yeah, so we actually have one display that we're really excited about. It's something new for us, a whole new concept that we're trying. And it's a dome that's actually made out of lights. And so when you walk into it, the lights actually go with the music. So it's kind of this immersive 360 where the lights surround you. And as the music plays, you know, different areas light up. And so we're pretty excited about that one. I think it's going to open up a whole new door for types of displays that we can offer here. So that's a cool one to check out.
I'm getting goose pimples thinking about that. That's going to be incredible. Did I see somewhere that you also have a special chef who's making different delicacies for the Christmas market?
We do. Yeah. So her name is Sydney Rodriguez. She's our Christmas market chef. And so, you know, her team is working now to prepare a lot of the foods that will go out that time of year. You know, we try to make as much as we can in-house. You know, we want it to be really traditional and unique in that way. So she makes everything from like our cinnamon rolls, you know, all of our pizza dough that we use in our wood-fired oven, a lot of our buns that we use for our different sandwiches. And then we also have, which is a traditional German, we call it, it's a dessert. It's called a Lebkuchen. It's a giant gingerbread heart-shaped cookie. And I know in Germany, they're not as palatable. They tend to be very hard and they're more of a decoration. But, you know, she finds a good way of bridging that gap where they really hold their shape and they look great, but they also still taste great and they're edible. So we really enjoy that. But
that sounds incredible. I hope I haven't just gained 5 pounds just listening to you.
What about the local crafters as well? We talked about the German crafters, but whom will you be featuring who's local to your area in Cambria?
Yeah, so all of our vendors are local, which is great. They all come from the San Luis Obispo County area. And, you know, a lot of them have been with us for a long time. We have some like Lynn's, who's a really famous local bakery. They come out, they have a couple different booths, you know, one serving their really famous pies and things like that. And then they've got one where they sell more of like their gift items. We have a company called JoJo's Candles, who's based out of Morro Bay, which is just south of us. And so she hand makes all of her candles. We have another company, Ellis and Charm, who does great wine barrel art, which is really cool. They take, you know, which is and really traditional for our area because we, you know, we're here in Paso Robles, which is a wine country. And so he does some really cool art using the different parts of the wine barrels. And so, yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. I'd say, you know, 90% of our vendors come back each year because they really enjoy the atmosphere and the crowds. And so we're very lucky. We've kind of established a really great core group of vendors. And then that also allows us to bring in some new ones every year as well, which is cool and keeps it interesting.
Yeah, we don't want anybody disappointed that you're sold out. So what kind of capacity are you selling to and when do these tend to sell out?
Sure. So we cap our occupancy at 3,000 guests each night. And as I mentioned, Saturdays really tend to sell out the quickest. They're the most popular. And so that's kind of why, you know, one of the big questions we get asked is why our pricing is different each night. You know, is the experience any different? But we offer the same experience every night. It's really all about encouraging guests to come on some of the slower nights and, you know, providing some incentive for people who can't attend, you know, during the week and things like that. So definitely if you plan on coming on a Saturday, if that's the only day your schedule will allow, I'd recommend purchasing tickets as soon as possible. By the time we open, you know, last year we were about 90% sold out on tickets. So, you know, if you plan on attending, definitely purchase tickets. If you plan on staying in town, you know, at the Cambria Pines Lodge or the Sea Otter Inn are great options. And they offer Christmas market packages. So, you know, staying at one of those hotels actually includes access to the event. So that's a great option as well. Then you don't have to worry about driving home.
Let's give the website where people can find out more.
Yeah. So CambriaChristmasMarket.com. That'll have all the information. We've got some of the sample menus. You can see what we offer for food, the entertainment calendar. So you can see who's performing each night and where they're performing. It also has all the dates and times that were open as well.
Cambria Christmas Market's website warns that tickets sold out last year, and that's likely to happen again. Find out more at CambriaChristmasMarket.com.
Did I also see that Krampus is going to be part of the festivities?
He is. Yeah, that was another one that we were very traditional. We definitely love Krampus, and so we were always kind of concerned, you know, will people get it? But he's definitely become a crowd favorite here. I'm always surprised how many kids are so anxious to try and find Krampus. I thought he'd be scary, but no, he's very cool. He's hidden out in the forest, so you do have to kind of look for him. But he's a very traditional Krampus, and that's definitely one of our fan favorites.
For anyone unfamiliar, that I don't think there is, this would be Santa's assistant who punishes the naughty children as Santa being the good guy.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about Santa. Is he going to be there?
We do. Yeah, we have Santa here every night of the event. So he's here the whole time. It's open for guests. We have a special place. It's, you know, Santa's house, which is located among the light displays. And so he's there every night to meet with the guests. And he looks forward to catching up with everyone when they're here.
You mentioned the train ride. Tell me about this, please.
Yeah, so the train is really cool. It's something we added, I believe, in 2019 originally. And so it is a ride-on train. That's a small, I believe it's like a 1/16 size, but it is on a track, so it's a full-on train. And it actually goes around a part of the property and a display that you can only view from the train. So it kind of has its own little private display that you get to view. Goes along with a story that it tells, which is really cool. It's $5 per person and it runs all night. It's definitely one of those really popular things to do. It's just a cool little unique add-on for the event.
Is this something that people should book ahead of time? Does it sell out or do they buy on site?
So you would just buy it on site. You know, sometimes there's a little bit of a line, but it's not usually too bad. It definitely doesn't sell out. We're usually pretty, you know, able to get everyone on.
Early Christmas gift for our listeners is that tickets are less expensive if they buy them online.
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely recommend, like I said, if it sells out, we don't sell tickets at the gate. So you want to guarantee buy them online and they are less expensive as well.
Mike is also the manager of both Cambria Nursery and Florist and Cambria Nursery Downtown, which opened in July 2022.
I would not be doing you much of a service at all if I didn't add that Cambria Nursery and Florist is no stranger to creating magic. What kind of Christmas magic are you creating over there at Cambria Nursery and Florist?
Yeah, absolutely. So that the Cambria Nursery and Florist is our sister property to the Cambria Pines Lodge. So they're actually located directly across the street. So we stay open, you know, the same hours as the Christmas market. They're open there 5 to 9. They have a lot of their own unique displays, which are really great. It's kind of a, you know, going through the Cambria Pines Lodge portion is more of like a winding path that goes through the forest. And at the Cambria Nursery, it's kind of more of an open area. So some people kind of like getting there. It's a little bit of a reprieve from some of the crowds. You get a little more space. And then what they're really best known for is just their amazing Christmas shop. So they revamp all their gift shops and turn them all into Christmas wonderlands. And they actually have a special surprise this year that we haven't quite released yet, but they have a whole new gift shop that they're designing with a bunch of interactive displays actually inside the gift shop. So it's going to be pretty awesome. So definitely, you know, check us out on the website. We'll get some more information on there pretty soon, but it's definitely one of our biggest upgrades for this year. So
I'll try to be good and not ask you anymore about the interactive stuff, even though I'm really curious, but I will ask you about the Christmas Museum. I don't know that many places that have a Christmas Museum.
Yeah. So, you know, again, we're very fortunate. The owner here has been collecting Christmas items for a long time. And so we have a section of the gift shop that he displays a lot of those items. So very old, you know, things going back to the 1800s. Again, very traditional, like a lot of German handmade items. And just kind of a cool place to kind of explore and see, you know, kind of the origin of nutcrackers or some of the old shop displays that they used to use. And so it's really cool to see kind of the different iterations of Santa as well and kind of how he's grown over the years. So it's a really cool spot just to kind of walk through and learn a little something about the tradition.
Then there's the live music.
So we have a lot of local artists. They are different every year. And we actually have an employee specifically designated who helps booking all the local entertainment. And so she's really familiar with a lot of the bands and she makes sure that we kind of have something different every night and a lot of different genres that are represented. So I definitely recommend checking out the website to see, you know, if you're looking for something specific. But yeah, the bands that perform are always really cool. And something people always ask me is if they're only playing Christmas music, and that's definitely not the case. You know, we kind of have ambient Christmas music going throughout the event. But most of our bands kind of come and perform whatever they're best known for. And they do throw in, you know, some Christmas covers here and there usually. But it's kind of a nice place, like, you know, going into the beer garden, you get a little bit of a reprieve from the Christmas, you know, a chance to kind of sit down, you know, try one of maybe the traditional German, like a Glühwein, which is the traditional German wine that we offer, or one of the German beers, and just kind of relax and listen to some music for a little bit.
Now, when I hear beer garden, I think of just what you said, beer. But this looks like this is about a whole lot more.
It is, yeah. So we offer all kinds of different drink options in there. That's also where our wood fire pizza oven is located. So it's really cool. You can sit there and watch them work this giant wood fire pizza oven, which is in and of itself pretty awesome. But yeah, they do some really great pizzas there. The Glühwein, which is made by a local winery here, the Glunz Family Winery, whose family's been making it for generations. So it's very traditional. It's definitely one of the best Glühweins that we've ever tried. So we're really excited to offer that. We've worked with them now for I think 8 or 9 years doing this. So we're really happy with their product. And then a lot of the traditional German beers, they'll do like a Doppelbock and things like that. So there's just lots of options for sure.
It occurs to me to wonder when it gets to be November 24th, right up to December 23rd, what your workday is going to be like with all that's going on.
Yeah, we definitely stay busy. But like I said, it's so much fun that you don't really think about it. You know, there's always a lot of work to do until we get open. But, you know, once the crowds are here and you really just start to feel that energy, it flies by every year. It's just crazy that it's like the quickest 24 days of our year all at once.
Mike, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. It was great chatting with you.
You and I have been listening to Mike Arnold, manager of Cambria Nursery and Cambria Nursery Downtown, and event manager of Cambria Christmas Market. Cambria Christmas Market opens Friday, November 24th, and runs through Sunday, December 23rd. Tickets are available online. As Mike mentioned, they're also $10 less online than when purchased at the door. Find out more at CambriaChristmasMarket.com. That's CambriaChristmasMarket.com. And that concludes this edition of Noella File. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be handcrafted with love, tantalizing to the senses, and alight with fun and creativity.